views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, everybody. How's it going? Thank you for joining us for another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. And I got my beautiful assistant, Sky. How are you, honey?
I'm great, Petey. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I just did a lot of driving around last week. I went from Boston to visit family. Happy New Year to all our Jewish
Happy
friends.
Happy New Year, everyone.
That's right.
The big one.
Yeah, Jewish people, we don't celebrate. We torture ourselves. Yeah, whenever there's a holiday, we seem to, Yom Kippur is another torture. Can't eat or drink, for 24 hours.
And then you got to think about all the bad things you did.
That's right.
And then you have to go to the river and throw the rock, right?
Yeah, no, we go to the river. That's true. We go to the river, but we throw food. So we throw food to cast away our sins, and then the fish eat away our sins.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. So, my husband is throwing rocks. No wonder why he's loaded.
No wonder. He's been killing all the fish.
I know. I love him, though. He's the greatest nitwit you could ever live with. If I tell you what he did this week, you'll never believe it. My daughter's getting married, as everyone knows, on the 31st of October. So he goes to his tuxedo fitting. Goes to Aiden, my grandson's tuxedo fitting. Buys a beautiful shirt, $125.
For a shirt. Okay.
A shirt. He loses the shirt, doesn't know what he did with it.
Who's this?
My husband.
All right.
Not the baby. The baby had his shirt.
Okay.
He loses his shirt, my husband. So he's yelling at me, Sky, what'd you do with my shirt? I said, well, I ate it. What could I have done with it? Honestly. What can I do with him? It's in the bag, in your closet, in the drawer. Oh, no, it's not there anymore. So what does he do? He has to go buy another $125 shirt. Okay? P.S., we find out that when he went to the wake, he wore the shirt. He didn't even realize that he wore the shirt.
Oh, my God.
I want to choke him. And I mentioned, I said, gee, that shirt looks awfully nice. It's brand new.
Isn't that taboo to wear a shirt to a funeral and then to a wedding?
Well, that's why he got another one. No, he bought the second shirt. But
wait, he bought the second shirt before he realized that he wore it to the funeral or after he?
He wore the shirt first, then he couldn't find it.
Okay.
He had to go for another fitting.
Gotcha.
So when he looked for the shirt, he didn't know. But when he put the shirt on the first time before the funeral, I said, that's a beautiful shirt. I've never fucking knew. And he's telling me, oh, I don't know, I just found it in my closet. So I'm saying, no, he can't be. And I just dismissed him. He can't be that stupid. No. The man can't be that stupid. And he did. And he didn't even realize it was, because you know it's my fault. I took it out of the bag, and I put it on a hanger. So
oh, okay.
Wrinkles. I did a nice mommy thing to him, because I am definitely in mommy.
Too funny.
Yeah. He's a sweetie pie. He's gentle. He's a gentle psycho. My son, God rest his soul, he used to tap the forehead of his, he used to tap his forehead and he used to look at his daughter and go, psycho, psycho.
That's so funny. Well, whenever somebody seems to be getting ready for weddings or big events, everyone goes crazy. And before you go away on vacation, there's always 1,001 things to do before you go away. And you got to call this person. You got to call these people. You got to make sure the kids, the dog, the cat, everyone's taken care of. Did I leave enough money for them? Did we lock up? Did we close up? Did I take enough clothes? And I mean, everyone goes through this crap before they go away. So I could only, you know, also well, I've done this a couple of times, and right before wedding time, right. Boom.
It's craziness.
Yeah.
I'm going out of my mind. My daughter.
So much work is involved for one day. So much money and so much time is involved.
You have no idea how much.
Yes, I do.
My husband and I, you will find us on November 1st shuffling through the streets with our bathrobes and slippers on.
Panhandling.
Looking for a place to live.
Panhandling.
Yes. So anyway, this wedding, my daughter, God bless her, she's just like, this is bridezilla, but she doesn't want to do anything. So I find out she never got an officiant to marry her. Now, this is 3 weeks before the wedding. So I called up the catering hall, and I asked them for a few officiants. And they gave me Robbie Tobin. They gave me another Reverend Michael and another Reverend Richardson or Robertson. So I called them all, and the first one to call me back was Robbie Tobin, except it wasn't Robbie Tobin, it was Rabbi Tobin.
Oh, my God.
So I said, oh, I'm so sorry, Rabbi. He first of all, he goes, Happy New Year. So I go, Happy New Year to you, Rabbi. And he says, I heard your daughter's getting married. Oh, yes. And I said, this is Rabbi Tobin, correct? And he goes, yes.
Okay.
I said, you know, Rabbi, I said, thank you very much for calling, but my daughter already just got somebody. I'm so sorry. But the next event will definitely keep you in mind.
Yeah, as we all say, and may it be for a good occasion.
Exactly. It's so funny. When a rabbi, well, you go to confession, right? You confess to a rabbi. Rabbi, I had an affair. Oh, how many people who hated? You
yeah,
gotta love them.
Yeah, with the Jewish people, you know, well, you know, Jewish people know, or and most people know that, you know, Jewish people. I mean, I know that was a cute joke, but we don't have confessions. We just go, we cut out the middleman.
Right, exactly.
And we just go right to the source.
You go right to the water.
Yeah. And so I just had one another something. I gotta brag about this one company. I had to get my tires taken care of. And I went to this place called Atlantic Tires, and it's a family-run business. And their prices, I know I sound like nobody beats the Wiz, but their prices are so low, and they're so accommodating. It's unbelievable. Atlantic Tires in Woodbridge, New Jersey, on Route 35. So if you need tires, and I always get good used tires. They always hook me up with, like, really good used tires, and I get them for like $40. And I went to STS, and they wanted to charge me $200 a tire.
Did I tell you?
$212 a tire. It's not like I'm riding around in a Rolls Royce or whatnot. I have like a.
Did I ever tell you the time?
An American Japanese car.
Did I ever tell you the time that Michael was going to school when he was in high school? It was like a senior year, and he decided to get a job at STS. And he was changing tires. Great little job from school, right?
Right?
So a guy comes in with an SUV who's a disabled man who can't use his legs. He's paralyzed. So my son's boss tells him, Michael, this is a paralyzed vehicle, and it's run a little differently. He says, no, I don't want to put it up on the lift. I don't want to drive it in because I don't know how to use it. It's all hand-controlled. No foot control, and they're forcing the kid to use it. So he says, all right, but I'm doing this against my will. Michael puts it on the lift, he drives it in, and he drives it right through the wall of TSC.
Oh, my God.
Well, to make a long story short, all the tires against that wall that were inside of the store came roaring off the wall, all through the aisles. Everything was knocked over. My poor son was so flustered. And they asked
was that his last day, or did he get a promotion?
He was kind of like, let's go. But that was so unfair, because he let them know he didn't know how to drive that kind of vehicle. It was so stupid of his manager. They had the nerve to drug test my son. Could you imagine?
Oh, after that?
Yes.
Mm.
He doesn't take drugs. He never took drugs.
Wow.
Thank God. None of my kids, God, thank you, God. They were never...
Mm.
But they never took drugs. But they drug tested even after he said, I didn't check on drugs.
Yeah. Well, what happened was that what happens in a lot of companies, the manager who has blame passes the buck off to somebody else below them to take to be their fall guy or fall person.
Right.
You know, and it's a shame, but that's the politics. That's the politics. But you want to know something? This week at 5:30, we're going to have two special guests, Joanne and Heather, all the way from Toronto.
Lovely.
And they're all about hypnosis and about giving people back their power in regards to helping people lose weight and emotionally control themselves so that they could stop a lot of their own obsessions. And there's going to be a program that, you know, people will be able to purchase through our website.
Lovely.
And so, yeah, so it should be really, really good. We're very excited. And so, and they're going to explain to us in detail how through hypnosis, and they're able to do this over the phone too. And they're going to explain everything in detail, how it's exactly done and stuff. So it'll be exciting. It'll be really, it'll be a pleasure to speak with them.
Yeah.
Skye, we're going to be going for a break soon. So, but before we go for a break, your phone number, if anybody wants a detailed personal private reading from you.
Yes. And I would love to do it for you guys. It's 908-500-1474. And I have a lot of very satisfied and very loving, thankful clients of mine. And Artie, yours?
Mine is 877-ANGEL-02 if you wish to get a reading. Psychic reading, mediumship reading, or if you like to have a party with Skye and I, just give us a call. All right, so listen, everybody, Skye and I, the dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day, his woman ran off with another guy. Hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
If you look on the back of a GLaOS dressing label, you'll see one taste and you're hooked for life. And you know what? That's the truth. I love this stuff. Try mixing the Caesar dressing with broccoli and sunflower seeds for a simple and delicious salad. Visit GLaOSCafe.com and order your dressings online. That's GLaOSCafe.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers. I'm really excited about our guest today because, you know, I truly believe in hypnosis. If you're spiritual and if you could relax and really kick back and get into a good, heavy state where you can actually absorb all of that beautiful healing through hypnosis, you wouldn't believe how you wake up. You wake up fresh and relaxed, like you've had a wonderful sleep. And through the power of hypnosis, so many things can change in your own mind. I know that years ago, it's so funny that this should be happening now, because years ago I had a weight problem. And it was just after my fourth child, and I had gained like 50 pounds, and I wanted to get this weight off, and I just couldn't do it. So I had gone through hypnosis for weight loss, and it didn't kick in right away, but all of a sudden, about a month later, I'm losing weight like crazy. I'm never hungry. I'm so active. My husband said, I can't believe you're doing this. But I'm not even hungry. I don't even feel like I'm doing anything. You know, it's just I was pulling away as soon as my belly felt full, and I really felt a sense of accomplishment. I didn't take any crazy medication. I didn't take any crazy over-the-counter diet pills, and I was healthy. And the hypnotist that did this to me put in my head, I'm a big sweet eater. Let me just put it that way. I would rather have a cup of coffee and a sweet roll or a cinnamon bun or something like that and have a full meal. So this hypnotist said to me, and I'll never forget, Sky, you hate cake. Cake tastes disgusting to you. Every time you see a piece of cake, it repulses you. But vegetables, on the other hand, are going to take the place of the cake. And the vegetables are delicious. They're going to give you a sense of satisfaction, and they're so amazing. And he went on with the vegetables. Well, I was never a big vegetable eater, especially greens, because we are American Indian, and American Indians usually eat a lot of root vegetables. So after this man hypnotized me to love vegetables, I was like a crazy lady. I was eating vegetables by the ton, and I was not eating any cake. It was like my husband was like mesmerized. He says, well, it's your birthday. Aren't you going to have a piece of cake? I says, no, not for nothing. I don't feel like it. It'll just make me sick. I just was repulsed from it. So there is something to our next guest. And our next guests are very important for you. So I suggest you really listen, because it can change your life dramatically.
Yeah, it will be very beneficial to everybody, regardless of what obsessions you have. Even if you're in mourning. Oh, okay. Even if you're in mourning, then, you know, it's going to assist you, you know, emotionally hurting. And but any obsessions or depressions or whatever, it will help. This program is going to definitely help you. And, you know, we're really excited about it, and we can't wait to speak with them. So it's going to be really cool.
I would like to do two things with hypnosis. Number one, I would like the ability to be able to focus more on my meditation.
Okay.
So then my mind doesn't wander.
Right.
Yeah. And two, I would like to completely lose like 75 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to be down to size zero again before my son passed away. I was a zero.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, you're like having to move around in the shower just to get wet.
Listen,
wow.
Let me tell you, I was so, and I'm small, structure. Believe it or not, look how tiny my head is.
Yeah. Yeah, even your legs.
Yes. I look like a pelican.
Unbelievable.
From the crotch to the neck, it's like a balloon. Or a snow cone. I even told myself a snow cone or a pelican.
You are too funny. Yeah, so the hypnosis really does work, but it does take effort. You know, it's like everybody wants that magic pill where it's like practically effortless.
And it doesn't hit right away. I tell the audience, it took me about a month for it to kick in.
Yeah, but everybody's different. It doesn't always take a month. Some people are quicker results than others.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody has, it depends.
My head on.
But it depends what you're trying to get rid of or
right.
lose or to overcome. You know, like I said, if it's depression because of a relationship or a lost loved one, if it's about losing weight, stop cigarette smoking.
Oh, that's
you know,
a big one.
You know, yeah. But the thing is, it's about having an emotional connection to a desire of why you want to get to where you want to be. If you are driven towards a purpose of why you want to accomplish your goal, then you're going to do it. And this program is going to help you connect to your desire, your drive to get there.
I can't wait.
Yeah. And the reason why I know this, even before I speak with them, is because I have other friends who also do the same thing. And I haven't spoken to speak to them in a really, really long time. But, yes, thank God I haven't had any obsessions within my personal life that I had to overcome. I mean, I wanted to get better at what I do, but as far as overcoming, but you know, these programs help you become better at what you do. And like I said, it's amazing. And then you have these artists who are so gifted with hypnotism that, you know, they can make you super strong. You know, they do shows, you know, we've all seen that. People do shows where, they make people act like animals. They make them feel like superstars. They make them feel weak. They make them fall in love with strangers that they never met before. And, you know, all kinds of funny scenarios. So I really do. One of my favorite things to watch that I think about are watching hypnotists and what they can make the people do on stage. And that's amazing. That's amazing that people are capable of bringing other people down. But not everybody is hypnotizable, only because there are people who have a hard time letting go of control. So when you're going to do a program, all right, when you want to really, you know, be helped, you know, you have to be able to trust. You have to be able to let go. And you have to be able to just be without having fear in the factor. Because the more you try to control all the circumstances, the less it's going. And, you know, you have to have a desire wanting to change also. It's like I said, it just doesn't happen on its own. So, like I said, but the power is within us.
But you have to remember, too, that if you are going to a hypnotist, the desire is there.
No, not all the desires are there just because you're going to a hypnotist. Because a lot of people say they want to do it.
They're kidding themselves.
And they're kidding themselves. But there are people who do have a desire wanting to change. But that's what a professional like Joanne and Heather do. Mm-hmm. They help them get into this emotional place and space within their thoughts, within their mind, and they find out what that emotional connection is. So that, you know, why are you like this? Why are you smoking? Why are you compulsively eating? Why are you still mourning? Why are you still doing this and that? Or to help you get better. But if you have a desired outcome to what you want to accomplish, you know, or to what you want to accomplish, then you're going to achieve it. Because it's not just about the act of doing.
Right.
It's like
getting yourself psyched
to do it.
Right.
And what are the benefits that you're going to reap once you accomplish it? Because some people are afraid of success.
This is very true.
You know,
I am not one of them.
Yeah. Neither am I. Our attitude is bring it on.
Yeah, baby, bring it on. In fact, we're going to bring on Alma from Connecticut. We have a very patient young lady waiting for us.
All right, Alma, Amla.
Alma.
Amla. We only have 2 minutes for her because then we got to go to break and then we take on. So, hey, Amla, what's cooking, honey?
How are you?
We're doing great.
You're good, baby.
I know you guys are going to break. Should I just get the question in?
All right, go answer, ask us the question. We'll get right to it because we got to go to a break.
Okay, sure. You know, there's a lot of transition and fall changes with me, especially within my friendships and relationships. And I feel like I'm ready to just have more, respectful and reciprocated relationships. In the past, I was basically giving a lot more, and now I really come to my own terms, come to my full essence, I think. And so I'm just wondering what you see for that.
I see that you're growing. You were very stagnant, but now you're growing spiritually and you're growing in maturity. And now you're able to single out exactly what you want to associate with, who you want to be with, and what your goals are that you're trying to achieve. And you're going to change your entire social pattern and all of your friends to get there.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I know I'm not wrong because the message is so strong. You're going to end up being somebody. You're going to end up being with somebody who is a twin or who has twins. But there's something about twins that are that's connected with the fellow who you're going to end up being with.
Okay, so like a twin flame or twins as in identical twins? Wow.
It doesn't have to be identical.
It doesn't have to be identical. You know, it doesn't have to be
okay,
identical.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
It's
a twin. Wow.
It's somebody who's a twin or they have twins. And that's what I kept hearing. As soon as I heard your voice, that was the first thing that I heard. Twins, twins, twins. Unless if he's from Minnesota, the Twin City.
What do you have in your pants?
Awesome. Yes, the pants
are
gone,
pants?
That's for sure. Yes.
Did you just shop for pants, or were you just getting pants fixed?
I'm sorry?
Did you just shop for pants, or did you get pants fixed? Because Sky keeps on seeing something in regards to pants with you.
Yeah.
I have no idea. No, wait, you say hands or pants? I have no idea what you just said.
Pants. Pants.
Can you spell it? I'm sorry, I can't even understand that.
Don't be surprised.
Pants.
Don't be surprised if you end up getting a new pair of pants or
you get into a pair of pants that doesn't fit you.
Yeah.
Or you get emotionally connected to a pair of pants.
Yeah, it's like a pair of pants that you really, really like. But all I got to say is don't get them if it's not super comfortable.
Yeah.
Because I see you compromising. I see you compromising, trying to decide whether to get these pants or not that you're absolutely going to love. But if they're not super comfortable, just like shoes, then don't get them. Even though they look good on you and you want them, if they're not fitting, you got to let it go. But unfortunately, we got to go to a commercial break now.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart,
Thank you.
Are going to be with somebody who is a twin or who has twins. That I know.
Okay, and it's this fall?
What was that?
Is it happening
within the fall? No, actually, it's going to happen in the summertime.
Okay.
It'll happen in the summertime.
Thank you.
Okay, just be patient. Enjoy dating. All right, everybody, listen, you're with Sky and Artie. We're the dynamic duo, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small. The host at TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and you're with the Dynamic Duo. And right now, we have really special guests on, Joanne and Heather, all the way from Toronto, Canada. And they have a special treat for all of you, literally to help improve the quality of your life. Joanne and Heather, are you there?
Hang on just a minute. We're going to patch them through just a moment, Artie.
Oh, okay. All right, so we're just gonna take another minute, and but like I said, they're all about hypnosis, all right, and showing you how to overcome all your lack of, all your fears, not being afraid of anything.
Basically, make you strong.
Yeah, make you a stronger person, and that's what the hypnosis is all about.
Okay, and, Artie, now Joanne and Heather are on, so we're gonna bring them right on right now. Here we go.
Cool.
Hi, Artie.
Hey, is this Joanne or Heather?
This is Joanne, and this is Heather.
Oh, wow, you guys sound exactly alike.
Yes, we make sure that we confuse you completely. After
great
a while, we
job
sound totally different.
For good entertainment.
How are you?
We are wonderful.
We're
wonderful. How are you, Sky?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm really excited about what you guys do.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you all about it.
What's the weather like in Toronto now?
Oh, you know, we were just talking about we have had the most glorious fall. The weather is warm, T-shirt weather. It's just the sun shines, but it gets cool at night. And it's just been absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds great.
Do you guys have to worry about droughts at all, or is that like never an issue?
No, we're getting rain about once a week. I had the most spectacular gardens this summer because the rain came about once a week. And you can water all you like, but when you get the rainwater, the flower beds were just absolutely spectacular.
Oh, so you grow flowers and not
vegetables?
Not vegetables.
You know, we have a huge vegetable garden as well. I've been canning, doing down tomatoes, and now I bought the pears and peaches. But the fruit this year, the peaches and pears are just gorgeous. They're large. They're sweet. And we've been canning bushels and bushels of pears and peaches.
Fabulous. You know, we had a great crop this summer, too, of peaches and nectarines. My goodness, they were like candy.
Yes.
They were ugly, but they were like candy. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Who gave you the green thumb to be able to do what you do? Who taught you?
You know, as I said, I love to garden. I think it's the love of gardening. And it's your hands sifting in the dirt, and it's your being really grounded outside, weeding. I like weeding, like just because you can see where you've been, and it just looks so pretty.
That's phenomenal.
So you're self-taught?
Well, I think you become self-taught. You know, you just it's out of the love of it, and then you just start doing research. And myself personally, I didn't have a garden this year, but I used to own a garden center. And you know, when the flowers would come in, I had no idea what they were called, but they were pretty, and they spoke to me. And it was you just got to know them.
Beautiful.
So when people ask you what kind of flowers, you said they're pretty flowers.
Absolutely, they're purple. How can you not love purple?
I had purple and yellow flowers at the front gates of we live on a 50-acre farm, and I grow sunflowers right in my garden. The birds drop. I have a bird feeder right in the middle, and they kind of drop the seeds, and so the sunflowers grow up. So you have tall and short. So you have some wild and some, you know, wildflowers and some that you planted.
That sounds so beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than a sunflower garden. Just enough.
Yeah.
So tell us what we only have a few minutes till we go to our first break, and then we're going to talk more, you know, for the next hour or so.
Right.
So what is it that you do? What is it exactly what you do? What do you call it? Give us a little instructional.
I'm going to be your very first client, customer, whatever you want to call patient.
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig. In New Jersey.
Perfect. We'll take as many as you want to send us from New Jersey.
There we go. Both of Heather and I work with energy. We both are extremely intuitive, and that has developed as we're both dowsers. That has developed from our dowsing and from the work that we do with clients. We just automatically start picking up messages. Now, Heather, I'll let her tell her. She's been like this since a child.
Yes, I've always been the square peg and trying to be fit in the round hole.
Me too.
And you just know that you know things about people, and you know you don't like people, but you don't know why. And I just had those gifts when I was little, or maybe curses. I don't know what you want to call it when you're a child trying to grow up. But I've always been an animal communicator, and I didn't know that not everyone was an animal communicator. I just thought everybody did it. That started when I was a child, and I really stepped into it more in my early 20s. And then I became a practitioner and studied nutrition, and then eventually got into hypnosis because it just seemed to be the next logical step.
Right. And I began with EFT after raising 5 kids, and I have 9 grandkids. And after my youngest child went off to university, I said, what is the next step in my life? Tell me what it is I need to know. And I found EFT, and I just couldn't get enough of it. I just couldn't believe how quickly and easily you could relieve a problem. And then one of the most well-known hypnotists also is a big EFTer, and I met her at one of the hypnosis conventions, and I got into hypnosis. It's the perfect match. But we do a lot of other...
Hold on a second. A lot of people don't know what EFT is. What is that?
Emotional freedom technique. It's a method of tapping on acupressure points on the face and the body while speaking about your problem in a negative way, and for some reason it just goes away. I can do a quick one with you over the phone after the break, and it works for almost, the audience can do it along as well.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, we're going to be going for a little break now, and Sky and I and Joanne and Heather, and so listen, everybody, all four of us, we're going to be coming right back right after this commercial break, so stick around.
I see trees of green.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right, welcome back, everybody. You're with Angels and Answers with Sky and Artie. And this week we have special guests all the way from Toronto, Canada. We have Joanne and Heather. And
I'm Joanne.
Huh?
Oh, I'm Joanne. And I'm Heather. Just call you and keep her separate.
Yeah, I'm the one with the hand up. But no, we're... So tell us, like...
give us a little synopsis as far as what it is you do and the benefits of it and all that other good stuff.
And, okay. And why did you feel, Joanne, that this was helpful to others and life-changing?
What brought you to it?
Okay. Oh, well, I actually had a terrible argument with my husband. That'll do it every time. And send you in the spiritual direction right there. And I felt I was mid-life and, you know, sort of thinking back over my life and whatnot. And I was led to emotional freedom technique. And so I looked up this practitioner, and she lived near me, and that was the first synchronistic thing that happened. It was about a 10-minute drive away from me, and so I phoned her, and I had instant rapport with her on the phone, and we talked, and I booked an appointment. And so then as I gave my address, she goes, well, you do know I'm in Waterloo, which was an hour drive away. And I went, no, your ad says, you know, 10 minutes away from Brantford. And she goes, I'd have no idea how that ad got in that book. You're not the first person that's called. And right away, I knew that synchronistically, I was supposed to meet her. And I did. I went and she taught me this funny, she was a traditional psychologist who did this funny tapping thing on your face. And I went and had an appointment, and I came out, I was walking taller, I just felt like burdens had been lifted, and I just thought, I have to do this more. I went for 5 or 6 sessions and cleared out just a whole lot of things from my childhood that were trauma and just old gunk, old programs that were causing me not to live my best life.
Beautiful. That's very, very important for our audience to hear, because not only can you help in specific areas, but you can get that emotional garbage out of someone so they can be the best person they can be.
Absolutely.
Is this more about diffusing the situation, or is this about forgetting? Is this about forgiveness? Like, what is it?
It works on the Chinese meridian system. And when I took the course, the visual that came into my mind was that, like when you get an air bubble in a water hose, and you would tap the hose and the air bubble pops and then the water can flow. And I think that's what's happening. I think you're tapping on the acupressure point. You have meridians all over your body. And I think it allows the chi or the energy to flow and flow freely. And somehow that just relieves the problem.
Now, when you say meridians, what do you mean by meridian?
Okay, meridians are like little train tracks all over your body, and they carry the energy,
which in Chinese medicine is qi. And so when you hear somebody talking, there's 14 basic meridians. And so there's meridians that run up the center of your body, both front and back, and that accesses the brain, and then there's meridians that every organ in your body is associated with. So when you go for an acupuncture treatment, what they're doing is they're putting these needles in one of the points along the meridian, or along this train track, like Joanne said, on that line. So if it's for bladder, they'll put the needle somewhere along that train track, and what it does is it's like tapping that hose. It releases the energy and allows healing to happen because it unblocks the dam.
And that's really getting technical there. Like, I'm the kind of gal, I know how my car runs, or I don't know how my car runs. I don't know how the engine actually gets the gasoline and things like that, but I like to drive my car. And you know, you don't know how your microwave works, but you heat up your food. Well, actually, we don't do that anymore.
Meridians are like pressure points. Pressure points around your body.
The acupressure points are. It's almost like the meridian is like a little train track, and the acupressure point is like the station, the little stations along the way.
Okay.
Is there something that you can share with the audience just to give them a visual?
I am going to do that right now. What I want you to do is, sitting up straight, I want you to just turn your neck to one side and just memorize where it starts to pull and become tight. Got that?
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it, Sky?
Yes.
Got it, audience? I'm going to say yes. And now, with your fingertips, okay, I want you to tap on the part of your eyebrow near your nose. And you want
left
to say,
right.
Pardon?
Above your nose.
Just
right
tap
above your nose.
At the part at the end of the eyebrow that's closest to your nose.
And okay. Tap lightly. This isn't the time to be brutal with yourself and bang yourself in the face. Well, this is a gentle tap.
You just gently tap on that spot. And you just say, I have a tight, stiff neck. Say that out loud.
I have a tight, stiff neck.
Yeah. Now go to the side of the eye where the glass, your sunglasses would go back to your ear. Just beside your eye. Say, I have a tight, stiff neck.
A tight, stiff neck.
Yeah. Now, under your eye, go under your eye and just tap under your eye. And this is also a nausea point. If you ever feel nauseous, you can just tap right there and say, I have a tight, stiff neck.
Honestly, my neck feels a lot better. I'm not even joking.
Oh,
you're not even halfway
you
there.
You weren't even supposed to test it yet. And then go tap under your nose on your upper lip. Say, I have tension in my neck and shoulders.
I have tension in my neck and shoulders.
And then on your chin. I think we've lost everyone.
No, on your chin.
I have tension in my neck and shoulders. And then tap on. Yeah, there you go. And now on your neck, there's a place where you could stick your finger in. It's like, it's not a hole, but it's an indent. And on either side, there's round bones. Just tap on that bone and say, I have a tight, stiff neck.
I have a tight, stiff neck.
Now tap down across your ribs. I have a tight, stiff neck.
I have a tight, stiff neck.
Just take a nice deep breath. Go. Good. And then tap under your arm, say, I have a tight, right about where your brassiere goes, and Artie, you can just be in line with your nipple. And then on the top of your head, I have a tight, stiff neck. Okay, and that's just a few of the points. Now test your neck again.
Wow. I haven't had this range of motion in 10 years, and I'm not even joking.
I know. And, you know, that's the way I begin a workshop for EFT, because everybody gets a result on that. And then so now I can teach it to you and go into all the intricacies of it, with and you'll believe what I say. How about you, Artie?
Amazing.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now you have a program that you sell, correct?
We do. I do. And so now that's EFT, which is part of my practice. And now the other part is hypnosis. And I just love hypnosis. And what we work with is the virtual gastric band with hypnosis. So people who want to lose weight but don't want to get that dangerous surgery.
All right.
We can install it in the mind. We install the band on the stomach in the mind, and it actually makes people feel fuller quicker. And we have lost the ability to feel full. The latest programs all encourage us eating 5 and 6 times a day. And they tell us it's to kickstart our metabolism. Well, I'm going to tell you that at one time I ate a donut at 10:30 in the morning, and I told myself that I was kickstarting my metabolism. Really? Really? You know, I mean, we're telling people who are out of control with their eating to eat 6 times a day. And they're not eating a carrot stick, just like me. they're eating donuts or they're eating French fries or they're eating something that is putting on a lot of weight. And so this program goes back to 3 meals a day, which is probably how you ate growing up.
Right.
Is that true?
So what you're saying is that it doesn't matter what you eat to kickstart your metabolism because...
No. What I'm saying is they're telling you that to eat many meals a day, it kickstarts your metabolism. But people are not eating just small things like vegetables or something like that. It's not a good thing to eat a donut to try to kickstart your metabolism. But I talked myself into it because that's what people do when they're trying to lose weight.
And that's where the program developed from.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, you're hearing, and I'm a nutritional consultant, and I was trained that to boost the metabolism, you have to eat these small meals throughout the day. And yet, that's not the way we were raised, and we were all quite slim growing up. You know, we didn't have these problems with obesity that we do today. So you think, really? Like, we're going to eat these 5 or 6 meals a day. And like Joanne was saying, that kind of gives you that little bit of leeway to say, okay, I can go and have that bag of chips, or I can have that donut. I'm kickstarting my metabolism. So the program has gone back to eating 3 meals a day. So you just do your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There's no snacking in between. But that's all part of the hypnosis program and the protocol that we work with on you. And the meals, you end up consuming much smaller portions because you feel full faster.
Right. So 3 times a day, you're eating a smaller portion, no eating in between. In fact, we have found that when you're, let's say you eat breakfast at 7 a.m., and now you have, your body goes through the whole digestive process. Now, if a doctor or a nurse is listening to this, they could probably pick it apart. But I tell it in simple things that you can understand. If your body has finished the digestive process at, let's say, 10 o'clock, now it takes, for the complete thing, it takes much longer, but let's say that it's out of the stomach by 10 o'clock. So now your liver now says, okay, let's go and work on the fat stores.
Yeah.
If you eat again, but yes.
We have to go for a commercial break.
Okay.
We'll come right back to you, okay?
All right.
All righty.
I'm going
to have a donut. Hold on.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great 2-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.